time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Odell Beckham Jr. met with the media following the Ravens' big win over Cincinnati on Thursday night.
How's it feel today?
It's good. It's just been a long time coming, a lot of hard work. Definitely got to take this moment, and thank God. I remember talking to him before the game, asking for this exact moment that I'm standing here in front of y'all, and just told him I'd remind the world of how much he means to me and what he is for my life. So just thanking him for this moment.
How do you feel physically with your shoulders, obviously?
Like Coach said, it's not that bad. That's what he said. That's got to toughen it up, and we'll figure it out.
What Coach also said about Mark Andrews, it looks like season.
We got the news while we're in here, and it's just tough. It's the hardest part about this game. These guys put in endless hours of work, rehab, the things that people don't see. They only see the final product. For a guy like Mark, I know exactly, he's in the training room. He's always getting his work. He's, in the weight room. So it's just tough. So just as brothers, you got to be there for him. I've been through it. It's not easy. So it's very unfortunate. It's a big hit for this team. Mark has been an integral part of this, team since him and Lamar have been here. So we just got to find a way to step up. But right now I think the moment is to be with him in spirit, and prayers up for his mental, and prayer over his heart.
Odell, with the game
one guy replaces what Mark does, but Nelson scoring a touchdown, Rashad scoring a touchdown, you go to 100 yards, do you think that's a sign of where the chemistry that Lamar has with the receiving corps is going?
It's just a step in the right direction. We could sit up here and, the game could have went a completely another way and the questions might be different. So try not to put too much into the moments and just be grateful for them and what they are. But I definitely think that there's guys in this receiver room who can make plays. But there's never no replacing. It's not even what Mark does on a stat standpoint. It's just who he is as a person for this team. So my prayers go to him. Like I say, praying over his mental and his heart.
Odell, you feel like you're starting to get into a groove in this offense the last 2 weeks? A touchdown tonight, over 100 yards. How are you feeling in this offense?
Just keeping my head down, continuing to work. Early on in the season, I was hurting. I just couldn't be myself. I didn't have the explosion. I couldn't move the way that I wanted to, and I don't think people really knew, what I was dealing with, and it just was hard for me to come out and, speak on it, nor will I speak on it really now. It's just more about, moving forward, being the very best that I could be for this team, and however I can make plays to help us get wins. I got to do that. Still upset about the blocking. Me and my mom talk about this all the time. You can score all the touchdowns in the world, but we talk about that moment where you spring the block for your boy to score, your brother to score. And it's unfortunate. I was the happiest, just seeing him on the Jumbotron running and scoring. So, just got to find ways for the boys in the room to make plays.
Odell, to sweep Cincinnati this year and to move to 8-3 in this division, what does this win mean for this team overall?
It's a big divisional win. I've been in this division. I've been on the other side playing against the Ravens, so I know how tough this division is as a whole. But it's just a good step in the right direction for, where we want to go. Got some time to recover and heal, and, got a big game in L.A., and then, you get a bye week. So this season was set up perfectly to have some success, and hopefully we get the opportunity to make a run.
What does it say about for Lamar? I mean, he got banged up at the end of the first quarter with that ankle. For him to kind of gut this one out?
I mean, we all know who he is, There's no ever questioning his toughness. I didn't think for a moment that he wouldn't be coming back in. It just might, how many plays? One play or two plays, He's the leader of this team, and, everybody feeds off him. So we've seen him come back out, and it makes you, whatever you have going on and you feel like you're hurting, he's out there. We all got to be out there. So it's a big leadership moment, by him, but I definitely wouldn't expect him to come out, not on a game like that.
What's your reaction to Rashad getting his first touchdown of the season?
I told him. I'm not taking the credit, but I told him tonight was going to be tonight. You know, he you know, you just need those things to get that monkey off your back. And I'm just so happy for him, just to see him smile. You know, we work so hard. And again, like I was saying earlier, people don't see the little things that you do, you know, all for that moment to score a touchdown. The hours of rehab outside the building, preparation, sacrifice and dedication, all those things. So I was so happy for him. Happy for Nelly. I feel like I'm happy but disappointed because I know Zay was supposed to have one. The guys in the receiver room, we would do, for a big game. So I'm just happy for all of them. It's a lot of hard work that goes into it.
Odell, you mentioned the explosion or lack of kind of early in the season.
Yeah.
Was it noticeable your speed these last couple of weeks to you? Do you feel an uptick there?
I don't know. You might have to ask the other team. See. But definitely I feel better personally. It was very hard for me early in the season. The best thing that, DaCosta and Harbs did, we were playing the Bengals last time, and they were like, it's a long season, just sit down. And that changed the entire trajectory of my season. I had the time to get my legs underneath me, and we're just trying to go up from here.
Thank you so much.